We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, welcome to Prove Your Product. I'm your host, Katie Hunt, and this is our 200th episode of the Prove Your Product podcast. Now, quick confession here, I did not know what I wanted to talk about for the 200th episode, and I have been overthinking this for weeks. You may have seen my recent Instagram post where I shared an image of a sticker made by Beth at Little Go Paper Co., and it read, Overthinkers Anonymous. And I made a joke online that we were starting a club. And you guys, my team and I have had all types of creative ideas. We've talked about doing a compilation episode, having people come back to share updates, having listeners call in to share their experiences, or just sharing lessons learned and themes that I've seen as I've interviewed, you know, almost 200 people, because we've got some solo episodes in here too. And while all of these ideas really excited me, I also am in a phase of life right now where I need some ease and simplicity. But I also want to bring high value to all of you. So it was just like push and pull, and I was overthinking everything. But while I've been grappling with what to use this 200th episode for, I had something happen this morning at home that kind of put it all into perspective. And it was like a light bulb moment that told me what I wanted to talk about today. So here I am recording this episode after weeks of hemming and hawing. So I have interviewed hundreds of business owners that sell all types of products and services. They're operating their businesses in different stages, in different ways. And there is one common thread that ties all of us together. And that is what I want to talk about today. It's resilience. Every business owner that I've talked to on this podcast, in my communities, entrepreneurs that I've coached, all of them excel in problem solving, creative problem solving. And this resilience is truly a skill that we sometimes take for granted as entrepreneurs. So let me share a quick story from this morning as an example. And it centers around my four-year-old daughter's blue tennis shoe. So my four-year-old has these cute little blue tennis shoes that she wears to preschool every day. But today, we could only find one of her shoes. She's our youngest, and she is the only one that leaves the house right now because my three older kids are still doing virtual learning. But it's still kind of a rat race every morning getting everyone ready for school and where they need to be online and whatever. So anyhow, my husband pulled out, you know, he did all this pre-work for her. He pulled out clean clothes for her and he was starting to look for her shoes. Meanwhile, I was making lunch and getting all four kids breakfast. And my husband came into the kitchen and he's like, I can't find her shoe. Do you know where it is? Now, he found her rain boots. He found her soccer cleats, her flip-flops, some other sandals she had. But he couldn't find this blue shoe. He looked in, we have a shoe bin by our front door where we keep all of the shoes that everyone's currently wearing, all the shoes that currently fit our children. And I do this on purpose because we always lose shoes. So that way they can just put them in the bin when they come home. So he searched that bin logically, right? He looked under the couches in all of the bedrooms. He even pulled out a bin of our hand-me-down shoes. So these are the shoes that we have up in a closet that don't fit anyone currently, but we go through them and pull them out when the next kid moves into the next size. They're still in pretty good shape, so we keep them. He checked every inch of our house, our cars. He basically tore the house apart while I was getting everyone ready, and it was a valiant effort. We then swapped jobs, and he was brushing my daughter's hair while I checked all of the places he had already looked. We were hoping just a second set of eyes would maybe find this missing blue shoe, right? But no, I came up empty-handed too. So mind you, this was like a 45-minute ordeal. And at this point, she was already late for school, and the other kids were starting to get on their virtual distant learning computer programs, all that stuff, right? Zoom. So I'm now back on hair duty, and you know, I'm braiding her hair like Elsa from Frozen, because that's what we do for our four-year-olds, and it had to be pink hair ties, not purple this morning, but I'm sitting there thinking to myself, okay, now what? What can we do right now to solve this problem and get this little girl to preschool? And so I turned to my husband and I said, well, what do you think? And it was more of a rhetorical question, but I did want to know what he thought. And his answer really surprised me. He said, well, I guess she just stays home today and doesn't go to preschool. Friends, when I say my mouth uncontrollably fell open, I mean it. My head went to, wait, what? That's your solution? Now, remember, this man had just searched our house for 45 minutes for this blue toddler shoe, so I'm glad I didn't actually blurt that out. But I was so confused when I listened to him because my mind went in a completely different direction. I was thinking, okay, well, if we can't find her blue shoe or anything close in size that will work for today, then she can wear her rain boots. Yeah, they'll be harder for her to run around the yard in, but we can make it fun and special and say, you get to wear your rain boots today, you know? And if she didn't want the rain boots, I don't know, maybe she could wear her soccer cleats. I know that's ridiculous, but desperate times, desperate measures, right? Another idea I had in my head and hadn't communicated this to him yet was like, well, I guess I'll just run her to Target real quick and buy a new set of shoes and drop her off late. She's already late for school. What's another 30 or 45 minutes going to be at this point, right? So my mind went to alternative solutions. How can we make this work so that she still gets to go to school and have a fun day with her friends, and we still get what we need at home, which is childcare while both of us work and also help our three other kids with virtual school? Keeping my four-year-old at home because we couldn't find her shoe never crossed my mind. Because shoes are figure-outable, right? This problem was not something that couldn't be fixed. There are always solutions. Now, I share this silly story because I think it is a huge differentiator for our entrepreneurial mindsets. My husband is super smart. He's a software engineer. He's like a programmer, and he is great at his work. But there is a different mindset that comes with being a business owner. We are natural problem solvers. And as entrepreneurs, we experience hurdles each and every day. Sometimes it's something as small as a blue shoe, right? In business terms, of course. But sometimes it's figuring out bigger things like shipping and warehouse logistics for new products. Regardless of what it is, big or small, we figure it out. We always figure it out because we are resilient business owners. And over the last 4 years, I have had the honor and privilege of telling the stories of hundreds of business owners who stand tall every day, finding solutions, building strategies, and working through tough transitions. You know, on episode 111, Kiwi Shalafel of Craft Boner shared how she had to adjust her mindset and restructure her business to make her business work for her. She realized that she did not want to build an empire. So she got to work and she changed her trajectory. On episode 168, Tiffany McGraw of Paper Rehab talked about vulnerability in business. And we talked specifically about pitching ourselves, pitching our products, ideas, partnerships. And Tiffany reminded us to think of any no responses that we received and reframe that to be, instead of a no, I'm going to think of that as a not right now response instead. Resilience, friends. That's resilience. On episode 23, New York Times bestselling author John Acuff reminded us that it is okay to let ourselves be bad at certain things in our business. I don't like to be bad at things, but he reminds us that it is okay. And he shares why he thinks perfectionism kills productivity. On episode 91, Viola Sutanto of Micah and Lime Loops shared how she not only runs multiple businesses while managing a family, but how she also intentionally weaves the same core values across all products and services that she creates. It's built from who she is. On episode 96, Julie Richardson of Unblushing shared her fears and her excitement around rebranding after 10 years in business. As someone that's been through this personally, I know how scary it feels. And she bravely took action to continue evolving her company and her brand. It's resilience. These are just a few of the stories that we've had the honor of sharing here on the Proof to Product podcast over the last 4 years. These are firsthand tales of struggles, successes, triumphs, and ultimately, solutions. 200 episodes highlighting the resilience of small business owners, people just like you. Entrepreneurs make things happen on the daily. We push forward. Even when it feels like there are no options, no viable solutions, we are resilient. We find solutions and we aim to make an impact with our companies and our products. These are the common threads that tie us all together. And this resilience is not a trait that everyone has. So stand tall in who you are, the decisions you make, and the business that you are building. Give yourself credit for the endless amount of decision-making you do day in and day out, for the troubleshooting that you have to do every day, both in our business and our personal life. This is a skill that not everyone has, and we really need to sit in that and give ourselves a pat on the back for how much we do on a day-to-day basis to continue moving forward. Thank you for being here for the last 200 episodes. It has been a wild ride, and I cannot wait to see where we go next. I appreciate you listening and sharing the show with your friends. Thank you for the 5-star ratings and the reviews that you write. I read every single one of them, and I often share them with my family. You know, I hope that you see yourself in these episodes and remember how resilient you are as you continue to grow your business. And I want you to grow your business in your own way, on your own schedule. I want you to do what works best for you. Also, for those of you wondering how the blue shoe story ends, when I did my second sweep of the house, I found a slightly larger pair of shoes in our hand-me-down bin. So she rocked her brother's slightly too big shoes for school today, and she was just fine. We figure it out. Because entrepreneurs are resilient, we always figure it out. Right, friends? All right, continue to build that resilience. Continue pushing yourself forward. Share your story and take time to learn from others. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me share my stories. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proofyourproduct.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.